This is CliffCentral.com.
Beep, 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 beep. Beep, 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 beep.
Please be aware that this show contains crude and foul language. If you are sensitive to topics like science or religion, we cordially invite you to please fuck off now. Thank you.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Zero.
The Gasper Radio Show.
Hello! Oh my goodness, people, what a week this has been. Not only do we have the prospect of a female prime minister in Britain, we will talk about that later, but we also have a very special guest in the studio, and he's now at the top of the hour, top of the morning, because he's got to go and perform at this hour, hey? But that's dedication for you. And his name is Rory. Good morning, Rory.
Good morning, Casper.
Hey, man. And now people don't know Rory. Who's Rory? What's Rory? Well, let me give them a hint. Scottish ogre. Not you.
Not me.
But you are in a play about a Scottish ogre.
He's green.
He's green. And you play an iconic role in this, and which is the Eddie Murphy role. And
yes,
that would be what?
That would be Donkey.
That's right. And you do it superbly.
Ah, thank you, man.
So much so that I slithered off my chair and I said to the powers that be, please, can I have this gentleman on the Casper Radio Show? No, they're performing on a Friday. I said, okay, I understand the problem, because, you know, what can you do if you perform? Can you come to a radio show? No, I wouldn't. And I said, please ask them. Ask the guy who played the donkey. His name is Rory. And Plants the Shire. That's Danish. And ask the guy who played Fuck me. And no, what's his name?
Farquaad.
Farquaad. Yes. He's very angry. Farquaad. And they impressed me the most. I said, I love them. And they said, they will come to your show. And I said, this is absolutely more than I could ever have asked for. And that's why I'm very glad to have you here.
Ah, it's great to be here.
So let's start it nicely with a hello, good morning kind of a song.
Great.
Does this ring a bell?
Yes.
Is this from...
This Trent? Is from the musical.
Okay.
And it's sung by Princess Fiona.
And she's played by...
Jessica Saul.
That's okay.
Hey.
A brand new day with things to do. So many plans to make. I've had 6 cups of coffee, so I'm really wide awake. I've always been a morning person. Cheep, 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 hooray. Cheep, 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 hooray. Cheep, 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 hooray. Good morning, dear, say, have you heard? Today's my wedding. I haven't met my husband yet, but I'm hopeful anyway.
So, am I right? This is the beginning of Act 2.
Yes.
Okay.
It starts with Princess Fiona having a change of heart and being positive about life and being excited to meet the love of her life.
Okay. Now,
Fakwat is here, Kurbus, but yes. I can't speak to him now. He's here already. Thank you, Kurbus, for being here. Just shout loudly.
Hi!
There he is. Nice, eh? And, but we'll speak to both of you as well together. But first, I want you to get to know Gavin Prince. He's sitting there. Hello, Gavin.
Hello, Casper.
And this is Rory, Gavin.
Hello, Rory.
Hey, Gavin.
I think you're amazing.
Thank you. Did you see the show?
Yes, I did.
And then next to him, that is Betty Bangles, also known as Bernard Bass.
Bernard, also known as Betty Bangles, actually.
Yeah, I'm sorry, I've got a cold. So I can't think straight.
Mm.
But I can never think straight, because I'm not. Still. Did you enjoy the show, Shrek?
What the fuck?
Oh, my God.
Did you enjoy the show? No, man. It was. Did you enjoy the show, Shrek? Banner?
Yes, I loved the show. I saw it twice.
Wow.
You see, we fans.
Sheesh,
you understand? It's not just an interview here. It's fucking fans.
Yeah.
And then, Hannes, how many times have you seen Shrek?
In my imagination, hundreds of times.
No,
but in person, I will still make it. I will.
Yeah, but you were also, he was doing Sneeuwwitje, you see, so he's got an excuse. But it is a very good show, Hannes.
I'm looking forward to it. I'll definitely go.
It's very good. Yeah, it's funny.
Were you in that?
In Sneeuwwitje? Yes, yes.
Oh.
I was the mirror.
Oh, you were great. I watched that show.
Yeah,
you were awesome.
But yeah, he was the man.
But can I take my little daughter? Can I take her to Shrek? She'll love it, probably.
It's
right?
A family show, yeah.
Fantastic. Sounds good. I'll do that.
Even though he's a donkey. He's not... Oh,
better a donkey than an ass, I suppose.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is the song I sing.
I might surprise you. But they kill him at the end, so he's like hung like a donkey. No, I'm joking. This is an absolute family show.
My calendar's open. I'll bring you soup.
This is another song, eh? This is still Good Morning, no?
No, this is another one. This is the song I sing when you first
meet. Oh, really?
Me.
Okay,
yes.
Up.
When things get scary, and I'll shave it. When it gets hairy, don't let me go.
What's
don't let
about?
Me go. Don't let me go.
Are you pleading with Shrek here?
Yeah.
You need me. You need me. I'll treat you right. And never.
Okay, but are we sort of started in the middle and are we swimming in the deep end? Let's go back to the beginning.
Yes.
Shrek, how did it start? Where are you from? Are you both Durbanites?
We are.
It's a pleasure to welcome you to the Republic of South Africa.
It's good to be here. And yeah, Shrek the musical started in Durban with Kickstart Productions. And after we premiered there, it was picked up to tour here. And we're here now.
Well, Durban seems to have some kind of a magic potion now, because every now and then, through the cracks, things come from Durban, and it's phenomenal in standard. And you've got this guy, Stephen Stead. He seems to be a magician, a miracle worker.
Yeah, he is. I think he's one of the people in theatre that's kind of very quickly taking over.
He's very good.
Yeah.
He was the director of Shrek, and I saw his version of Sweeney Todd, and I just thought it was world standard. He's very good. And now you, Kurbus and Rory, impressed us so much with your version and your portrayal of these characters. It's really fresh and very high standard. Fantastic. Congratulations.
Oh, thanks very much.
You got a very disciplined performance. And I mean, you got certain things you have to do, which at the end of the performance all make sense, but makes an impression in our minds. And we remember Donkey in certain positions in our mind because of your portrayal, which is very, very well done and funny. And you dance well. Tell us about yourself.
Well, like as myself, as Rory?
As Roar.
Okay.
As Roar the man, where did you come from? Why have you got the talent? What happened?
I grew up in Durban. I knew I wanted to entertain people from when I was five, and I sang There's a Hole in My Bucket for this crowd, and I think it was the first time a mic was placed in front of my face.
Sing that for me, because I don't know. Is there a hole
in my bucket, dear Liza, dear
Oh, yeah.
Liza, there's a hole in my bucket, dear Liza, a hole. Anyway, that song goes on for hours.
And that made you want to act?
Yeah, because people were laughing at me, not because of the song, but because I just was fascinated with the sound of my voice coming through a microphone.
Very actor, very actor. We like
just
ourselves.
Love myself.
Yes.
And,
fantastic.
I decided I wanted
You're
to
right at home.
You're right at home, darling. Welcome.
And yeah, I didn't stop since then. And when I'm not on stage, I'm on TV, or I'm on writing radio dramas, or writing film scripts, or writing soundtracks for film.
Now, unfortunately, we are in a vacuum here. We don't watch TV. We don't know what's going on. What TV are you on?
Okay, last I presented The Extra Factor on SABC3.
Get the fuck out of here, did he?
Yes, he did. And can I tell you something?
No.
Because, yes. You know, in my real job is I'm a publicist, and I spoke to the producers of the, because I think it's a local production company that does The Extra Factor.
Yes, it was.
I was actually chatting to them about getting one of my previous clients as like pitching them to be like a presenter. But after seeing Shrek and after seeing you, I think they did a good job.
Oh, man, thanks. Yeah,
have you ever?
No, I haven't. I haven't, Gavin.
SABC 3.
Jesus, but are you still allowed to speak? Well, let's talk about SABC 3. Hasn't everyone now got a chat show on that thing? Have you seen there's like five chat shows a night now?
The Jason Goliath chat show started this week, and it runs every night until Monday to Thursday. So.
And there's what's his name? Man, it's well known.
Well known.
It's Mondays on this channel. Mondays with Nina Hasty. What's his name? Toomey. Goombi.
Trevor Goombi.
He's also got a chat.
Yeah.
Well, he's got a drama series at the moment as well. Trevor's just going places.
It's the new thing now to have your own chat.
Well, that's fantastic. Well, I'm looking forward to the Rory chat show, and you can invite me.
you'll be my first guest, actually.
I will be there. What does Sinzano say?
Sinzano. Sy hou baie van uitroeptekens. So sy skree vir ons, "Môre almal!" Finally caught up on some more podcasts and luister live weer.
Good.
En dan hier is 'n groot revelation ook. Baie 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 geluk, Casper. Aan jou met jou Comic Lifetime Achievement Award.
Thank you so much. Yay. I'll tell you all about it later. Thank you so much. Thank you. I'm not worthy.
Says he modestly.
Okay, now one of my favorite songs in Shrek, unfortunately, it describes my kind of sense of humor, is where they fart and belch. I remember that Gavin, who sat next to me, sort of went, "Oh my God, are we going there?" And he was like creeping. I think I got you beat, it's called.
Yes,
eh?
I think I got you beat.
Oh, I loves me some farting. Where is it? No choice, I had no toilet, just a few of devastation. I was in no isolation in my bedroom, and very little headroom. 20 years I sat and waited. I'm very dedicated. Are they going to fart soon?
Coming up. My dad and mom should just fast forward a little bit more.
Like how many seconds?
Like 10 seconds?
Okay, let's let it go. So, let it go. So, I think I got you beat. I think I got you beat. So they like, it's like Annie. Anything you can do, I can do better kind of thing.
I think I got you beat.
There you go.
Oh well, better out than in, I always say.
Now Gavin went, oh no.
Oh, Lord.
Oh, I love it. And now here is the ballad of Fuckwad. Oh, shame. He's
my
like.
Daddy was a miner, so he wasn't much around.
He's like a son.
Foraging for diamonds, a life spent underground.
A case for therapy.
Daddy didn't talk much.
Daddy.
He barely said hello. He simply muttered, hi ho. And off to work he'd go.
So Daddy was obviously in another fairy tale as well. Welcome, Kubus.
Thanks for having me.
It is a great pleasure. And you were fantastic as the strange little man.
Yeah, and I must say, it's such a fun role to play.
And it's difficult, I suppose, because you're on your knees most of the time. Or are you really on your knees? That's what you're doing, eh?
Yeah, I'm on knee pads. But it's so fun playing a bad guy, you know. I spend my whole life trying to be humble and all enlightened, and then I get this opportunity to just be a real dick, which is fun.
Yeah, but it's very well done. And I mean, the way it's written as well, where you send up your own character in a way, and where you sometimes you get off your knees and dance around, prance around, and then you're back on your knees again, and then you're smaller. All that you do impeccably well.
Well, thank you.
Very good. Hey, what did your people think?
Agreed. And, like, I was just like, your poor knees.
Yeah.
I hope you had some pads. I did have some pads, some custom-made pads, which have helped me a lot. And, yeah, you know, I do a lot of, like, core hip-strengthening exercises. And for a while, I actually battled because I was doing the yoga. I was just going overboard with the yoga and stretching. And then after a while, I was like, you know, I'm actually being a little bit neurotic here. And I'm actually just overdoing this. I just need to chill a bit. And since then, I've been fine. My hips are swinging again.
But don't you find that playing like a baddie gets like a little bit more attention than like a good old good person?
Yeah, absolutely. I think, you know, there's a little bit of an egomaniac in everyone. And there's something funny about someone who thinks he's at the center of the universe and is just having an absolute ball. But occasionally these daddy issues creep up, you know, and you realize that that's actually what he's running from. And I have such fun. And although, my I think a lot of the characters, you know, he does have a little bit of a campsite.
He does. I mean, that's part of his problem. That's so funny.
But what's funny is that I feel like my eldest sister, who's she's an executive producer, and she can be quite, you know, I've like worked for her sometimes on film shoots, and you know, she wields this power, and she has no problem telling people what to do, and without realizing it, I think some of her character has actually come through in the way that I play Farquaad.
It's in your genes now.
Yeah. Oh, brilliant.
So you and Rory and some other people that we've met along the way, like Sharon, you all Durbanites, do you sort of know one another? Do you do a lot of plays together?
Yeah, absolutely.
What's the scene there?
The scene there is quite intimate, really. You know, we've all got each other's backs.
Yeah.
And we all try and help each other where we can. And out of necessity, we wear a lot of hats.
Yeah.
I understand. Which is a good and sometimes a bad thing.
I think at the end it's good.
Yeah, I think so. But
you mean like that one day you would roll down a carpet, the next day you would be the main part in the play,
exactly.
And then you would do the curtains again.
For sure, for sure.
Yeah.
That sometimes you do all of those roles in one show.
In one, yeah. It's like the lady that skiers the carcass and runs to the plane and then fly the plane, that kind of thing.
I think that happened last week Saturday during the performance.
Tell me what happened.
Everyone was a stagehand in that show.
What happened?
There was a misfortune with air conditioning, and the curtain kept blowing up.
And yeah, everyone tried to keep the curtain down and
Did we have to talk about that show?
Sorry.
The fire alarm went off in the casino and these giant extractors switched on, which blew our front curtain like into the audience. Like I can't even remember what I was saying.
They actually thought it was the farts from the fart song,
but I mean, you handled it very well. I mean, it was during a scene where they crossed a bridge and he didn't even blink or anything. He just went on with his character, didn't break character, nothing.
Oh wow!
Like he handled the curtain.
Did they tell you? Did they tell you that this is what's happening?
As when we had a few seconds off, they were like, "Can't do anything about it. The fire alarm thing is on, so just deal with it."
Deal. Wow.
It was funny, the one where Fiona sings, and you can just hear, because you can hear exactly where the sound was coming from at the back of the theater. And while she was singing, she's like, just giving the ache on this looks. Just singing, they're like...
Are these people, your crew, are they all from Durban?
No, they're we've got quite a nice blend of Joburg and Durban actors, and we've all bonded really, really well. And it's just been a great vibe. And the Joburgers are it's been good working with them, and our kind of assistant directors from America. And so we got all these kind of different performers and administrators coming from different backgrounds, but everyone's gelled really nicely. There's a good vibe. And it's been great. Joburg's got such a good vibe. I think it's good for us from Durban as well. You know, people here are a little bit more competitive and that's a good thing.
But you, when I say you, I mean Durban, and your productions are now more and more coming here because it's so good. It usually used to be Cape Town that got a show, and then it was a big success then, and it comes here. But now more and more and more it's Durban, which I think is fantastic. So you're doing something right there, and to come to us, then also it will motivate. Yeah. What is motivifying?
Exactly.
What
do you think that would be? Something with mechanics, I think.
Yeah, I'm motivifying.
Yeah, I think you know the theater industry and the kind of arts industry isn't that big, and the more we can integrate between Cape Town, Johannesburg, and Durban, the better.
Yeah.
You know, because you know we're all South Africans. We must pull together. And
is there a difference between the audiences in Joburg and in Durban? Or not really?
I think every theatre's got a different vibe. We found that Gold Reef is quite relaxed, some of the audience. And sometimes actors get a little bit uptight. You know, if they see someone in the audience filming on their cell phone or having a little chat. To be honest, it doesn't bother me. I'm just happy anyone who comes. Like, I mean, they can... pop their can and chew their popcorn however much they want.
But Gold Reef is in a way our mini sub-economical poor man's Las Vegas in a way, because it's a theme park, you know, so people will do things like that, you know.
We love you, Gold Reef.
We love you, Gold Reef, but I mean, that is the vibe there.
But
I was wondering how you were coping there, because people will be more informal there and they might just get up and fucking walk around. But, How many performances have you got left?
Let me do so the 12.
Okay.
Sure.
So,
we've had some good moments. Rory had a nice moment with an impassioned little 6-year-old girl screaming something from the audience. You know, giving her a little two cents.
So yeah, my line in the show is when I'm shouting a trick, you better shut up and pay attention. So she stood up on a chair. She's like, "Yeah, shut up and pay attention." I waited for her. I acknowledged her, and I carried on.
Oh, good.
And then the audience kind of cheered.
Yeah,
you know? She became a little part of the cast for a second.
Because that was going to be my next question. Like, what has the reaction been like from apart from that girl? Because she was part of the thing.
In it to win it. Mm.
What has the reaction been like from the audience members?
Audiences are loving it. Usually, when I'm walking around, nobody knows it's me because So
because of the makeup.
Yeah, and makeup and the fat suit and
exactly, because when you sat here in studio, I was just going about doing my normal little thing. I'm like, who's this guy? You know? And then
you must see his fucking Instagram, my darling.
No, I'm on his images.
Look at that.
I'm on his images. So there's I'm confused, Rory. So it says here that you are a model, right? So I'm Googling you. Okay, I'm stalking you. So there's a picture of you in with a lady on YouTube. Is it that one?
Oh yeah, that's
is
a
that
music
you?
Video I did.
Okay,
years ago.
It looks like many years ago because because your physique is like normal, but then there's another picture who's what's like probably a model picture. Is that also you? Where you look like very buff. Is that also you?
That's me now.
Wow.
Yeah, no, you should see this guy. Eh? He doesn't go an hour without freaking drinking some kind of shake or eating.
He's like a muscle Mary.
Rory, lay off for a bit.
Okay? There's this picture, you're wearing a red shirt and you're wet. I think you're coming out of water or something.
Yes.
And I'm like, I would have someone throw me with water constantly if I looked like that wet. Just walking in front of me, like splashing me with water.
So apart from the shakes, what don't you eat?
I don't eat. Yeah, I don't eat anything that's like bad for you. So good fats, good carbs, good proteins. That's
so lettuce and water so far.
Yeah, he gets these little chocolates in the hotel where he stays.
Yeah, yeah.
He gives them to me.
Yeah. Oh, really? You're disciplined, eh?
I give it to Ku. When you are talking about Ku and I, if we know each other, we're actually really close. I call him my bestie.
Yeah.
It's funny you had both of us on the show, and we own a film company together.
You see? I felt it.
Oh, my goodness. And he sometimes gives me advice on gym. You know, I go to gym like maybe once a week. So.
No, when he does come, then I know, okay, he's not going to come again for the next 2 months because he's buggered from my superstition.
But we were last with a bucket in your bucket list, a hole in your bucket. So what happened then?
What's that?
You were singing, there's a hole in my bucket. And then?
And then I took over the show and the girl that was singing with me, I don't even...
How old are you now?
28.
Oh, I thought you were 8.
Oh, 29.
I'm still with a little boy going, there's a hole in my bucket. Okay, so we passed 20 years. Okay, and so did you go study at Durban?
I didn't study.
Really? It's
Everything
natural talent.
I learned was along the way. I just got out of school and started auditioning for theater shows. And I did do a communications degree, but that was just to make my parents happy that
you
I
had
did
to do something.
But yeah.
So you just
street smart.
Good. And you?
Wow.
Who of us?
I studied media and drama. And
where?
At UKZN. And yeah, it was really good. I had it took me a while before I kind of let go of my angst and just kind of found the confidence to really perform. But yeah, I needed the training to get there, and we had a really good teacher Tamo Meskinu who helped with that, and so yeah, maybe I wasn't so natural at first. I had a few insecurities, but I got rid of those eventually.
You see, what it is actually about is everyone is natural, otherwise you won't be able to do it, but sometimes some people need just a bit of security to get to test the waters in a safe environment.
Yeah.
And some people can just go for it and they've got that chutzpah. And I think that's how both of you... Oh, fuck, what happened, Betty? Did you just...
almost died.
My poor ear.
Everyone is ill, eh?
But yeah. Then I can't be it because I'm a healthy person.
I
can
know.
Can I just ask something?
But listen,
and, and you just put like this thing in front of me, this syrup.
I've got medicine as well.
That is Casper's bag full of medicine. I simply cannot deal.
Look, here, Betty, for you. It is vinegar. No, it's not. It's honey and ginger. Do you want that?
Yeah, I get my... I get mucus pecked.
Well, it's not working, my darling.
Can I just say that we've got actors in the studio
that need to work. They cannot be sick on stage.
No, we can't be sick. Do you have any condoms in that bag? Thank you.
Only made of glass.
Only made of glass.
Now listen, so is okay, so you guys, so you just said now you have a film company together,
yes,
right? But now who's involved with the, there's a show called like Keeping Up with the
Kanasamis.
Kanasamis.
It's a feature film. It's being shot as we speak.
Yeah.
I co-wrote it with Jane Woodley, who is a Simon Sabela winner for Best Feature Film Shot in KZN.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's being shot at the moment. Kobus and I worked on the extras for the film, which is a lot because it's an Indian story and there's a lot of Indians in Durban.
Yeah. So you're right. You got to cope with that, eh?
And did you not have like, or are you not having like issues with keeping up with the Kardashians? And you know, because they're all about like they're like copyrights and things like that.
They stole their title from Keeping Up with the Joneses.
You see,
so
that's Ryan Seacrest.
So it's
the
like
bitch.
It's a free for all, I guess.
Yeah.
What is this now? Keeping Up with the Whatevers? Is this a series or
it's
a movie?
A feature film.
Yeah.
In association with the NFVF. I don't know if you watched Happiness is a Four Letter Word or Hard to Get. It's on the same slate as those movies.
Okay.
So it's a love story.
Is it still coming?
It's a love story and a story about friendship more than anything. Mm. With two moms who, I don't know if I can say much, but
you could tease us.
It's a story about two friends who hate each other. Something happened along the way and they are horrified at the fact that their children are in a relationship. And so then, they band together to stop it, and in doing so, rekindle their friendship.
And when is it, like, when is it expected for release?
Expected for cinema release in 2017, next year.
Oh, okay.
Wow. Okay.
That's amazing. You know, Kobus, when you entered the stage and you did your Fakwa, I love to name drop, so I'm going to name drop again. years ago, I went to see Shrek on Broadway. So I've seen the original. And I've actually forgotten that musical in a way. I think I left interval, but I think I was drunk as well. I'm not quite sure. But your interpretation was so fresh and new. I've never seen anything like that. I couldn't think of anyone else who could do it at that moment when I saw you, because it was just so unique.
Wow.
So you're really for us, I mean, Durban might know you already very well, but from someone like me, it was like a wow, what a bright new great talent.
Amazing. Well, thank you. You know, I think a lot of I mean, I love art, painting, sculpture, music, theater, film, and with theater, sometimes I watch musical theater and I feel like the actors are like playing this two-dimensional idea of what they feel the character should be. And my thing has always been, you know, try and make it your own. You know, you got to really live this character. You got to find it within yourself. And Willem Dafoe once said, you know, anyone is capable of anything given a certain set of circumstances. And I kind of used that approach to try and make the role original, and I didn't sweat over the film version or the musical version. I definitely got tips, and Stephen helped me so much to find moments in the character, but I am always trying to make it my own.
Absolutely. I mean, it's in the writing, it's in some of the lyrics, it's there. But you brought, really, when you watch that character, you know that he's got a backstory. And that was so fantastic. You know, it was not just a funny character. And he was funny. He's funny. He's really funny as well. But you can see he's complex. So it is playing at Gold Reef City. They have got a theater called there.
Lyric.
Yeah. And it's there. People can still go. And I really would ask them to do it because it's really fun. Hey?
Yeah.
Isn't it that show that has a I think it's that show.
Well, yeah, but don't make a nom khat now.
No, no, no. I'm not. I'm gonna try not to be blonde and pull a Alicia here.
Yes. Isn't it that
isn't
show?
Isn't that show that has age restriction?
No, that's Joseph and his amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat. That's 2 to 18 because it's naked.
It should be 2 to 18.
No, I'm joking.
Under fours.
Yes.
No, under fours. Okay. Because see, I was right.
Yeah, there is a little age restriction.
So why is that?
9 to 4.
We have
because of the dragon. There's a dragon in it as well, kids.
I think it's just theater etiquette in that crying babies, crying girls,
babes in arms.
Yeah, not allowed. Distracting.
Remember in our show,
which one?
So we also had drama in their drama. Didn't the leg of the dragon fall off?
Yeah.
That is what they say in theatre, break a leg down.
Okay.
Well, now if you come, the dragon has teeth.
Yay!
Oh, yes.
Will this production tour to Cape Town, Bloemfontein?
I don't know. I don't think so.
It should.
It should, but I don't know if it is. But yeah, I think it should.
What is Steven State's company's name?
Kickstart.
Kickstart should start... kickstarting themselves throughout the country. It's very good what you do, people, and you can really afford to tour with this because I don't think there will be a cast in Cape Town who can do what you did. So rather tour you.
I think that. Thank you. Thanks.
Really,
it's amazing. So I would encourage people to go and see it. And also, what is like especially amazing for me is not only do they give like you guys give like a brilliant performance, but there's like little things like they dish out like sweeties and things like during break. Do you remember?
Yeah.
There was like what is that man? The gingerbread man. Oh. Had gingerbread men.
I broke a tooth on it. Yeah. Oh.
But it was worth it.
It was. It was worth it. You're sure right there. Did you always want to be on radio, Kubus? A radio announcer.
A radio announcer.
Because I'm giving you an addition now.
Oh, really?
You know what? We got messages there from Michelle and Nick. Oh, and you're going to read it now.
Okay, I love the sound of my own voice.
So, okay. A nice radio sexy down.
Okay, so must I drink? Just drink.
Must I drink?
Good start. Okay, Nix. I'll read Nix.
Okay, he says...
Hello. I don't ever listen, but religiously listen to your podcast on Saturdays. Last week, Sunday, I listened to your two podcasts that I missed on the train from Avignon, Paris, London. Goeie shows.
So he's obviously from Benoni. And Michelle, what do you think she is?
Hi, Cassie and Gavin and Hannes and the beautiful Betty. Technology is working on my tits today. It's a struggle to listen live, but a worthy one. Have a good weekend, X.
Oh, my goodness. I just don't agree with the beautiful Betty part, though.
No.
Because Betty's not beautiful.
But Betty... he's unplugging stuff. He's unplugging Gavin's life support.
Bernard is gorgeous.
He is.
But Betty's a performer. Betty can't be beautiful.
Betty is voluptuous.
I'll take that.
I don't know if that's a word, even, because I'm saying motifies. So voluptuous could be a fucking part of an engine. But I don't know.
I think Betty's hot.
Oh, Hannes, thank you.
Thank you,
Hannes. I say thank you. You should say thank you.
Well, Casper supplied us with some condoms. Where's Betty?
Betty's at home.
Now, which song would you two agree on? Who's coughing like this now? Gavin. Jesus.
It's you guys making me cough because you're funny.
What would you agree with Kubus and Rory is the nicest song from Shrek? There is that one that's the well-known song. What is it called again?
I'm a believer.
What other song do you like? Except for your own fucking songs.
Did we
play the donkey song and we played a bit of Farquaad?
You did.
I'll go since Rory's hesitating.
Mm-hmm.
There's a song called I'm Gonna Build Me a Wall.
Oh, is that the Donald Trump's song? Yeah.
But it's Shrek's like emotional low point. And yes, goosebumps every time for me, hey?
And who is Shrek? Who's playing Shrek?
Lyle Buxton.
Is he the Durbanonian?
Yeah, he's from Durban. And he's, yes, he's got a great voice.
Yeah, he's great. He's great. He's very perfect for the part as well.
Yeah, he
authoritative.
Is good.
So don't you even try. So what's he trying to convey here?
I think at this point he's gotten the wrong impression from Fiona, and he thinks that she doesn't actually, she finds him repulsive, but he actually just overheard wrong. And he's very hurt, and he decides that he's going to be his own little island and build a wall and just keep everyone out. And obviously, the film resolves from that, but I just feel like the music captures that emotion perfectly.
Okay. I was told the world would despise me. What is nice about this musical, people, is that it is within the genre of musical. There are send-ups of musicals, but there are also beautiful songs, like beautiful musical songs, if you like musicals. And then, if you like the movie, you will love the musical, because it's not a distraction, it's an enhancement of the movie experience. So it's all things working together. And I mean, like, Kurbis's part is funnier than in the movie, because... And the donkey is absolutely fantastic and lovable and so good. You're a monster. It's your lucky day. You're a dancer as well, hey Rory?
I'm trained classical Indian dancer.
Verskoon my.
The dance form is called Kathak.
Oh, we don't use bad language. And how does that work?
It's basically... if I had to compare it to another dance form, it would be a mixture of tap and ballet, but
wow,
the dancer wears 200 brass bells on each leg.
Jesus.
And the footwork is done barefoot, so the tap work is done making rhythms with our feet instead of tap shoes.
So you had to get classes?
Yes, I'm actually still studying it. Wow. With this kind of training, it's one-on-one, and the teacher only graduates you when you can match the teacher.
Okay, so what kind of music do you... What can I search for to play an example of the music that you...
Well, if you search K-A-T-H-A-K and you play whatever, it's that kind of music.
Okay, so let Donald Trump build this fucking wall and let me go search that. Fuck, he's built his wall. God, can't you just... Okay, hang on. I saw her face. Hang on, we got Tarana. Okay, what?
I actually think that Lyle's voice is better than...
I also
Who's
think
Lyle?
That version.
That, what you just
here we go.
Okay, let's... Is this Tarana or is this completely different?
Oh, this is a very popular one by Ravi Shankar.
Oh, tell me more.
Well, he is like a world-renowned sitar player, but this is the type of music we dance to.
Really? So it's a bit slow?
No, fast forward. I think it gets faster.
Ravi's just warming up.
Yeah.
Oh, there you go. Oh, God. Hey! So what would you be jumping here?
Spinning. Oh, this is all footwork. So the rhythms are recited before you dance it.
Oh.
These are spins. We spin on our heel. And it's like lightning fast. So you see our head fixed in the same position, but our body is spinning.
Wow. What culture is this?
This is a North Indian dance form. In India, there are eight forms of classical dance. This is from North India.
Mm. Ah.
According to Google as well.
Really? Are you Googling? Kurbaso, have you got some strange kind of dancing thing that you do?
I do some very strange dancing when no one's watching.
Under the influence. So, dreams for the future. Let us hear on the wonderful sitar of Ravi Mashakalaka what do you still want to achieve in life? Do you both want to conquer the movie industry, or do you want to do stage, or what is it that you want to be remembered for?
Well, I love both equally. I want to make a mark in film and theater more.
But I want to see you dancing this as well now.
Yes, I will be doing something soon of this.
Okay, but I'll follow you on Twitter, and when I see you close by, I will spread the word.
Yes, I did do a film, though, with, I don't know if you know, Kajal Bhagwandeen.
Oh, I used to manage her.
Ah, yes.
Name drop.
I'm sorry, I learned from the best.
I know.
We did a film, a short film, with this dance form for last year's...
Is it on YouTube or somewhere?
No, but I will drop off a copy for you guys.
Please, man. Okay.
Yeah?
Yeah. So, yeah, I just want to do more film, do more theater.
And you, Koo?
I want to... Look, I love acting, but I see myself as a storyteller, and I want to make movies that tell amazing stories that are engaging and
is he a good actor... Without comedy as well, or is he just...
Yeah, he's great. I first met Kurbus, he was playing Hamlet, and I was a nobody, so I was playing all the, like, stupid roles.
Oh, like the gravedigger.
Osric. Yeah, not even. I was playing Osric.
The skull.
So that's when I met Kurbus. He's a great actor, and he's a great guitarist. He should have brought his guitar.
Really? Do you sing?
And singer.
Yeah, I do my best.
Do you compose your own songs?
I've written lots of comedy songs.
Okay, let's sing one.
Not without my guitar.
Yeah, but that's this. It's that kind of show. We have. What's a little song you can sing for us now, and then we end with that.
Okay.
We will listen attentively. Just come closer. We haven't got reverb or anything like that. But no. But it's not like that. It is just fun.
Okay.
So why did you write this song? When did you write it? Why, who was it that you wrote it for, or whatever? Explain.
Okay, so to put it into context, I was at Varsity, and I had a good friend, Leah Magna.
Yeah.
He's now on the charts with Veranda Panda. He's got a couple of hits out there. I taught him everything, really. But,
you see, and then they do that to you. Okay?
Yeah, I know. But anyway, we would go to these open mics at Varsity, and people would like recite these poems for the people they loved, and then they do a Metallica cover of Nothing Else Matters, and everyone was so serious. So we just decided that we wanted to take the piss, and we wrote this song.
Okay.
It goes like this.
Okay, here we go.
Hey, Mr. Rat, where'd you get that hat? Did you steal it from a cat? Meow. Dear Mr. Rat, from the laundromat, you really are a nice old chap. How do you do? A rat's reputation is undeserved. People get the wrong idea. They live in your roof. You hate them, it's the truth. So you lay Rat-Tex up there.
Oh, shame.
And the poor rat family dies. Okay, there's a second verse, which is actually much funnier. But
okay, do it. Do it.
Oh, jeez, like, really?
Yeah, I love it.
Okay.
I'm mesmerized with the rats.
Okay, so the rat's family has been poisoned by Rat-Tex. And then, how did the second verse go?
I hope they live. Go.
I've gone blank now. I've gone blank. I'm sorry.
Really?
It was a long time ago, 10 years ago. But it involved a rat getting revenge and tearing out a baby's eye.
Yay! As long as the rat lives.
The last lyric was... The baby didn't die, but later wondered why. From the age of 5, it had to wear a patch. It felt the wrath of the rat.
Da-da-da-dum, da-da-da-dum.
That nice old chap. Mr. Rat, tit for tat. Yeah, so that's how it went.
Revenge. Love it. Now, You've got two more to read. Cindy from Ireland and Jerome, that I can't see for that far.
Cindy, hello you all, sending love from Dublin.
Where's your accent?
I've run out of accents.
Do you want us Farquaad?
Okay, who am I reading?
Jerome.
Hello, boys and girls. Cannot listen live today. Looking forward to download podcast later. An Omfinant Casper's Comedy Central special of SABC.
What?
3 Veer to Cake.
What? I'm not getting paid for that.
I know.
I've got phone calls to make now. SABC 3. Oh. Didn't I just bitch them?
Yes, you did.
I did, eh? Listen, Rory, Kurbis, it's been a pleasure meeting you.
Yay.
And thank you for coming here. You got a show just now, and I really appreciate that. To come out here all the way and now go back and do the makeup and really enjoy it. And I hope a lot of Casper Radio listeners will come and support you.
Yes. Awesome.
Thanks.
Okay, and we'll meet again.
Yeah, definitely. Hopefully.
Okay, fantastic. Thank you so much, people. Got lots of talent, and enjoy your last 12 shows.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
Pleasure.
Whenever life gets you down, keeps you wearing a frown, and the gravy train has left you behind. And when you're all out of hope, down at the end of your rope, and nobody's there to throw you a line. If you ever get so low that you don't know which way to go, come on and take a walk in Ron's shoes. Never worry about a thing, got the world on a string, 'cause I've got the cure for all of my blues.
All of his blues.
I take a look at my enormous penis, and my troubles start melting away. I take a look at my enormous penis, and the happy times are coming to stay. I gotta sing and a dance when I glance in my pants, and the feeling's like a sunshiny day. I take a look at my enormous penis, and everything going my way. Everybody, take a look at my enormous penis.
Come on, pop the horn.
And the judge, I forget the words when you do that. It's just the women. My enormous penis. And the happy times are coming to stay. Yeah, I got great big amounts in the flesh when I pass. And the feeling's like a sunshiny day. Take a look at my enormous penis. Everything is going my way.
I think I need a cream for that, guys.
Everything is going my way.
That's not my
Everything is going my way.
Size doesn't matter.
Everything is going my way.
Nee, meneer Buitenhag.
Ja, Jannie, ek is bevrees, dit is die waarheid.
Is dit die waarheid?
Ek het besluit om my tenuur hierso by die skool te beëindig.
Meneer Buitenhag, maar waarom? Meneer is die beste skool of ooit.
Terwyl dit my groot vreugde gee om leerders toe te rus met wysheid en kennis, het ek besef dat julle allemaal klomp moeilikheidmakers is en dat ek gatvol is. Ek het besluit dat ek eerder iets gaan doen wat die wêreld 'n beter plek kan maak op 'n meer effektiewe manier.
Wat kan die wêreld 'n meer effektiewe plek maak, meneer Buitenhage, as om die kinders op te lei vir die toekoms?
Ek gaan my eie iFix winkel begin, sodat ek julle kan help om julle iPads en iPhone reg te maak sodat julle beter toegang tot die informatie hoofweg kan kry.
Dit maak baie meer sin. Ah, ons lief meneer.
Winterania het al die oorwinnaars by mekaar gekom om 'n postmortem te hou oor die geveg teen Bultong Bultong. Die klein moroon meisiekie staan op en praat uit haar 11-jarige hart.
Oké, ek dink julle is allemaal vat op dat het so lang gevat het vir julle om vir Joe Blow te erken. Ok, ek het self net 60 man gestuur, maar ek het nie getwyfel. I was hesitant, you know? Maar nou is ons allemaal hier. Jy, Lord Flip Flop, jy het vokkel gedoen vir Joe. Nou sit jy hier so op jou harige pelsgat. En jy, Lord Belch, hier sit jy nou met twee rooie wange, maar jy wou nie vir Joe Blow help nie, alhoewel ons allemaal ons vingers in die vuur gesteek het, letterlik, om saam te smelt vir die staakgesin. So dat ek nou maar die eerste stap neem, ek gaan sit op my knie, ek druk my swaard net verby my Punjabi, en ek sê, Joe Blow, King of the North!
Jy is reg, Moroon. Ek sit op my knie en ek sê ek is jammer en ek gil Joe Blow, King of the North. Opgeluk. Ek weet nie wat oor my gekom het nie. Ek dink het was vrees, maar nou is ek nie meer bang nie. Ek druk my swaard hier verby my sloepie en ek druk hom in die grond en ek gil Joe Blow, King of the North! En laat ek, Wolfie Staak, ook maar net sê, Joe Blow, King of the North! Yay! En dat is daar Bran, wat ons eerst Stompie genoem het, maar sy naam het nou verander uit vrees vir weerwraak van die Oscar Pistorius familie. So Bran, lam soos 'n skapie, word by 'n boom neergesit. En weer eens morf hy met die verlede om te sien wat hy wou gesien het, toe hy het nie kon gesien het, toe die oom in die boom om weggeruk het. Nou kan hy self kyk. Hy sien vir my. Ja, dat is ek. Kijk hoe lyk ek. Ek lyk prachtig. En ek stap by 'n kasteel binne. En wat sien ek? Ek sien my suster, Liani Kapani, wat lê op 'n bed. En sy sê vir my,
neem hy die kind, hy is myne. En maak hom groot, soos jou, ne?
Maar Constantia gaan in haar pantalon kyk. Ek kan ons nie met een wildvreemde kind in Winterania aankom nie.
Sê vir haar dat jy rondgeslaap het en dat in jou kind is, al die geheim in die staak van Millie Wolfie.
Wie se kind is dit, Liliani Kapani?
Dit is die kind van Kablisi. Sy ouwer broer, Huygende Gert.
Nee, heren, laat ek nou eers uitwerk. So dit is nie die kind van Brombeer nie.
Nee.
Maar jy en Brombeer is verloof.
Ja.
Maar nou sê jy, Kablisi se ouwer broer, hy het jou verkrag.
Nee, dit, wel, nie eintlik nie. Ons is verlief. Maar omdat Brombeer aan my verloof is, kan ek dit nie herken nie. So sê my ja, ek is van krag. Sê my ja, ek is van krag.
En dan gaan ek sê dat hierdie babiekie is myne.
Ja, sê dit.
Kan ek nie nou maar net vir Constantia sê dit is jou kind nie en dat sy haar bek moet hou?
Nee, niemand mag weet nie, niemand mag weet.
Ja, toch, okay, gee die babiekie. Dit beteken, as Joe Blow familie is van Kablisi, kan hy op drake ry en vuur kak. HKGVB, hier kom groot vuurbolle. Die prachtige diep blauw see en daarop die skepe van Minji en haar broer Stinky. Die skepe is gevul met duisende trogge. Ja, die Kiwis, lede van die All Blacks, is allemaal in die skepe met hulle paarde. Hulle verstaan nie wat skepe is nie, maar hulle hou uit. En terwyl hulle see siek kots, sing hulle drog shanties. Die drake, Cruella, Mpo en Mpoyana, vlieg prachtig en rustig, hoor allemaal. En in die voorste skyp staan Kablisi, Nathaniel, die dwergie, Minji, Stinky, skree uit volle boog.
Kaptein, span die seile, kaptein, sy is myne.
Waarop Minji sê,
nee, hy skat, sy is myne.
Daar waar die son alleen, sy gesê sy vat.
Excuse me, kan ek moontlik help?
Nee, ek moet gaan.
Is daai 'n iPhone in jou broek of is jy net gelukkig om my te sien?
Beide?
Ag nee, diefstal is nie regtig wat 'n man moet doen nie. Meneer, kom nou seun, wil jy wragtige iPhone hier uit my iFix winkel uitvat?
Meneer Buitendag, hoe gaan dit? Dit is ek.
Is dit jy? Frikkie?
Ja.
Frikkie Dievenhoge?
Ja, onthou meneer is my skoolhoof, maar toe het meneer die skool verlaat om my iFix store te begin. En van toe wat ek nie meer geleer nie. Ek het begin gom snuif en hoestroop, begin inspuit en nou steel ek fone uit iFix stores.
Kan dit wees omdat ek weggegaan het, of is dit maar net oor die algemeen die standaard van die moderne skoolsysteem?
Albei. Ag, meneer Buitenbach, dag. Meneer, kan ek hier werk?
Ja, ek dink, iemand wat berou toon, het 'n tweede geleentheid nodig. Net soos jou iPhone, as jy hom na iFix toe bring.
Ja!
Hy kyk hy skerme stikken, kom ons maak hom reg.
Oh!
Lees 'n boek in Braille in Westernaria.
Ram, 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 dis Kasper Radio.
Hello, douchebags and douchebaguettes. You are about to hear the most rockin'est song in the whole friggin' universe. And that's way beyond Pluto. 9-pound hammer. Sounds like my genitals. Let's go. Let's crank this up!
I've been around the world.
Little by little, it's the finest meal.
So, if you hear this, this could only mean one thing, ladies and gentlemen.
Stuffed poopies, stuffed poopies, stuffed poopies from J.H. Proudly brought to you by Sandwich Baron.
What do I eat today? It'll have to be Sandwich Baron as I get free delivery. But what? A crunchy salad? Or fresh French bread with a variety of quality fillings? Maybe a giant baked potato cooked to perfection, topped with creamy mushroom sauce, crispy bacon, and a goodly helping of cheddar cheese. At Sandwich Baron, you can order online. No hassle, no fuss. Only register once with a store of your choice. Order online at sandwichbaronstore.co.za. Over 60 stores nationwide to choose from. Sandwich Baron, undeniably delicious.
I loves me some Aqua, because that is our band. Our stuff poopie is Aqua. And Hannes, vertel my bietjie van hierdie Aqua.
Wel, daai was nou Around the World. Dit was interessant genoeg hulle laaste Verenigde Koninkryk single release, en hy het gepiek op nummer 26 in die UK. Nou, dit was natuurlijk die stem van Lene Nystrom.
Oh, ek hou van haar naam.
Ja, ek hou Nystrom.
O, ek doeg Lene.
Lene Nystrom. En ja? Natuurlijk, ons rapper daar is René Duff.
Ah, en, lekker oude René Duff.
En die ouens wat verantwoordelik is vir die muziek is Soren Rastet en Klaus Noreen. En saam is hulle Aqua, sonder twyfel die mees suksesvolle Deense band ooit. Moontlik ook die enigste suksesvolle Deense band ooit.
That's not fair. Daar was hier daar aan 'n klomp bleekskete.
Wel, daar was seker 'n paar. Daar was Michael Learns to yeah. Rock en so. Maar Aqua is die grootste. 33 miljoen albums wêreldwyd verkoop.
Jesus. Het jy van hulle gehou, Gavin?
Hello.
Do you know Aqua? No. The song I just played, I've Been Around the World. You don't know it. Don't you know Barbie Girl? I'm a Barbie Girl.
I know that.
Yeah.
Well, Barbie Girl is also a part of...
Oh, there I am. I couldn't hear myself earlier on.
Oh, well, that's because Bernard turned off your fucking volume because he is a bitch.
Exactly. Like I always say, there's a lot of love in the studio. Sarcastic.
And Bernard, you know Aqua?
I love Aqua.
Yeah.
Ja, hulle is daar bekend as a Euro dance band. Hulle het begin as Joy Speed al in 1989. Maar van 1994 af staan hulle bekend as Aqua. En dit is nou interessant, want hulle het saamgewerk en toe kry hulle die idee vir hulle naam, Aqua, aan die hand van in 'n dressing room waar hulle was. Daar was 'n poster vir 'n aquarium teen die muur. En toe besluit hulle, ons gaan onsself Aqua
noem. That is interesting.
Well, I think one of the songs I like least is Barbie Girl. I like it so much more.
Ja, dit was definitief hulle grootste treffer en was so 'n bietjie kontroversieel as gevolg van die seksuele ondertone van die lirieke. Soos, you can brush my hair and dress me everywhere. You can touch, you can play. Kiss me here, touch me there.
And my daughter, who's 3 years old, loved this song, but I cringe when I play it to her.
Well, it is for children, I think, the song.
Yeah, but the lyrics aren't.
Yeah. No, I didn't even know the lyrics that much. But I love Aqua. I do. I've got so many.
But there's another
hits.
Song of theirs that.
But they've got lots of hits, Kevin.
Dr. Jones.
Look here comes the horse.
Cartoon Heroes.
Oh, hey? Huh?
It is a classic.
My, do you want to say goodbye? You know,
to have that kingdom, baby, tell me why.
Yeah.
My, do you want to say goodbye?
Woo-hoo-hoo.
Ruler country, baby, you and I.
Yeah.
If you were my king.
My, do you want to say goodbye? I mean, it's not. One plus one is two, I know. This one.
This was op ons gedans het in Stardust.
Ja.
I was only there once.
Listen to this.
Yeah. I remember that one.
Yeah, this one. Cartoon Heroes. Aquarius of. wat nie so suksesvol was soos hulle debuutalbum Aquarium, wat nou natuurlik Barbico so opgehaald het, nie, maar nog steeds nummer 1 in Denemarke, nummer 7 in die Verenigde Koninkryke en nummer 16 in Australië.
En nummer 1 in my hart.
God wees.
Hey, kom ons rijd uit perkie. And what about Roses Are Red and Violets Are Blue?
Jo, dit was... Roses Are Red is van hulle eerste album af, Aquarium. En dit is hulle eerste single gewees, wat alreeds baie groot sukses in Denemarke was. Ah. Maar is toen nou natuurlijk Barbie Girl, wat toen nou die internationale markte. En ons praat van was oor die wereld. Die hele Europa, Japan, Australië, Amerika zelfs. En wat wens jy baie met hierdie Eurodance songs, het het nie rarig al die pad na die Verenigde Staten gemaakt nie, maar hulle was huge, rarig. 33 miljoen albums is nie, het is nie iets om te
doen. Yeah. Wow.
Het is nie te versmaai.
Oh, I feel so sick. Oh, doctor. Doctor. Dr. Jones, where are you? Oh, there you are.
Oh, I love this one as well.
Sometimes the feeling is right. You fall in love.
Bubblegum pop.
Ek besef net hoe hardcore was ek. Ons het pille geslik en op dit gedans. Ek was...
crazy. Hier is een interessante story. In December van 2000 het Mattel, wat Barbie maak, actually een lawsuit tegen die groep gemaakt vir die song, omdat hulle vir die song Barbie Girl, want het sê dat het Barbie's brand beskadig. Maar toe die judge Alex Kuczynski, ja, hy het toe gesê, nee, dis alright, want het, die gebruik van het val binnen die non-commercial use exemption. En Judge Kuczynski concluded his opinion by writing, the parties are advised to chill.
Chill now.
Yeah, well, I've got their CDs, I must admit. I listen to them, and I know them so well. And they've got some ballads on it that we don't actually play. But you know what? In one of my shows years and moons ago, I actually used one of their songs for the people to get out of the theater. It was called Goodbye to the Circus. That's when my show was finished. And I played this one. It's a ballad. It's very beautiful. I think it was Lada Lochvius, my show.
It's time to turn up the
and that
light.
Had a circus theme.
This has been such a beautiful night. We've served you a lot of delight and some really wonderful sights.
I haven't heard this for years, eh? But Rocky Horror Picture Show me. You know. So that
How
is Aqua.
How are you doing? How are you doing?
It's time to do it. It's time to tell us how to cue it. We gonna pop what's in the bottle, gonna rock what's in the shuttle. All our love, we gonna spread it. How are you doing?
Let's get it on till we got it. Gonna lose the distance that we gotta
Duncan Dumelang, the bit so lucky ke Casper.
Hey, Dumelagunjan Casper.
Well, can we please have another word that we must learn? What is how you're doing?
I'd rather teach you this, Casper. Say, abantu bamnyama bayafa, babulala belungu.
And what does that mean?
Poor black people are dying and being killed by their white people.
No, I don't think you're in the right program now. This is light-hearted comedy where we don't think about all the evils of the world.
You can't help but think about it. But okay, here's a better one.
But apparently, but there's cuck in America because they're sniping now.
I know, Casper.
Snipe, snipe, snipe.
Can I?
It's Snipe Chat, not Snapchat. You see, there we bring the humor back again.
Let's get serious for a second, Casper. Yes. There are people who are invested in just trying to separate us from one another.
The fuck 'em.
The fuck 'em. We should just be embracing one love. One love is human nature, humankind. So that should be our message. Hashtag Gospel Radio Show. One love. A room full of diversity. A fat...
You should become a politician, man.
I'm not a politician, but I'm just, you know.
One love.
One love, guys. One love.
One love. And the only bullet is a bullet point.
Are you tired of your gym routine? With summer just around the corner, Movement X is here to help you change the way you train your body in new fun ways. The Trendy Studios offer a unique range of specialized fun workouts such as boxing, apex, extreme, Pilates, barx, and yoga, all designed to burn fat and build muscle. For the period of July, Movement X is offering all new clients a free 7-day trial period. Email info@movementx.co.za for more information. Movement X, explore fitness, experience change. Go to movementx.co.za for more info.
I am a South African. I carry the hopes and dreams of my country and the generations to come. I know that it's not where I come from, but where I'm going to that really matters.
At Sibanye, we believe the future of our country will be defined by our actions today, which is why we are committed to the development of our leaders. Sibanye, we are one. Visit us on sibanyegold.co.za.
Remember, next week we've got Boys and Girls of Cliff Central back again, where we will have nice-looking people. People, and that is brought to us by Bas Maddals, and of course, the one and only.
I work 60 hours a week, spend 10 hours commuting, 12 hours catching up with the kids, 4 hours arguing with my ex-wife, and 8 hours keeping my new wife happy. But I spend only 20 minutes a week at the gym thanks to BodyTech, a high-intensity, time-efficient muscle strength and endurance workout supervised by qualified personal trainers. BodyTech uses advanced German electro-muscle stimulation technology, and there are over 20 studios nationwide. Book your discounted trial now at bodytech.co.za. That's Body T-E-C. BodyTech. Welcome to a new fitness generation.
Absolutely. There is a wonderful video I discovered of a little lady, a little girl. You'll love this, Hannes, and you too, yeah. Kevin, as you have a little lady. And they were in the zoo. No, in the what name is that? Safari
place? Safari park.
A wild garden. They were in the wild garden, and then there was a monkey. I don't know if you've seen it, but the monkey is on the car, and then the little girl goes, "Oh, look, there's a monkey."
Where are we?
Get off.
Ah, monkey on the car.
Monkey on the car. Fuck off, she says. Why did...
I got cut off.
Where are we?
Get off.
Ah, monkey on the car. Monkey on the car. Fuck off.
I don't know why it stopped. Yeah, fuck off, she said. And then people liked it, and they sort of made a musical medley of it, which I love.
fuck off.
That's brilliant.
Fuck off. Fuck off.
There's no going back.
Fuck off. Fuck off. Fuck off.
Fuck off. Fuck off. Fuck off. Fuck off.
Fuck off. Fuck off. Fuck off. Fuck off. Fuck off. Fuck off. Fuck off. Fuck off. Fuck off. Fuck off. Fuck off. Fuck off. Fuck off. Fuck off. Fuck off. Fuck off. Fuck off.
Don't we just love it? Okay, so last week we went to see Disney on Ice. It was good. And they had four stories. They had Toy Story.
Toy Story, Cars,
Little Mermaid,
Little Mermaid,
and
Frozen.
This one.
Frozen.
Just see, Frozen is huge. Man.
It is beautiful.
Did you bring your daughter?
No.
But you must, she would
love
it.
Yeah.
Do all kids, children, daughters, do they all like Frozen?
Yeah, mine is still a little bit small, but like my wife's brother, his children, they're 6 and 4 respectively, and all they want to do is dress up like Frozen. I was fucking obsessed. Mm.
Kenya has watched it like, I'm not exaggerating, like 20 times.
Yeah.
Okay. And she's 3 years old. She's obsessed.
Dit is regtig insane. Ek meen, die hele show deur. Ek meen, dit is 'n 2-hour show. En die kinders is hulle aandag is op die ys. Dis deeltyd. Maar toe Frozen begin speel, Let It Go. Almal sing saam. Ma's, pa's, kinders, almal sing saam.
Adino. Fuck you anyway. What is Lee?
Yo, Leighton Lucas say, hi Casper and team, I know I've never messaged you guys.
No.
Because I listen via podcasts, not live. But I've been listening to Cliff Central since the very start. And you guys, since you started this show, I just wanted to say, I love you guys. Love from Cape Town. Alicia, if you're there, your voice makes my thingy hard. Ha ha ha.
And Alicia says,
fuck off.
Yes, Alicia will be here next week.
Yay!
She's leaving the show, unfortunately. But she's not going to say goodbye.
Just farewell.
Till we meet again.
No. Next week she's not going to say goodbye, but then she comes back on the 29th and then she'll say goodbye. Then we'll tell her, Alicia, let it go. Let it go.
Version was that?
That
was like
it. Japanese. Shame. And she kills herself at the end.
Hari,
yeah.
Didn't say harikiri.
She harries. People, so now at last we can speak, eh? Because this is like inversion of the show. Because at the beginning, usually we talk and then we have our guest. Now we're alone. It's so nice. I want to ask you, first of all, to tell the audiences, if they want to listen to a podcast, where do they go? They go to the Cliff Central app if they want, and then they browse podcasts.
Yes.
They can go to iTunes.
Yes.
And then there's another site that people sometimes forget, where you can get everything. You can get from the very, very, very first episode, a very good episode to start, and it's called Iono. I-O-N-O. Iono. It's off to podcast. I go no. And you listen to everything. Iono.com. And you can listen to like gag quality, like through a pygmy's arsehole kind of sound.
So are you talking about the very first Casper show?
Yeah, the very first from.
I wanna listen.
You can go back. It's all there. It's from very bad quality audio, so you can save on your fucking data and bytes. Or you can go to like pristine diamond sapphire quality. You can decide which quality you want to download.
As mens nou na daai eerste show gaan luister, gaan mense gaan, hulle klink so jong.
Ja, en so stadig. Dis altyd so, as jy terugkyk na 'n show se begin, dan is dit altyd stadig. Ek onthou, ek het die eerste episode van Noot vir Noot een keer gesien. Here, maar dis stadig.
Is dit?
Yes, dis stadig.
En was sy hemde nog so shocking geweest vir die eerste episode ook?
Ja. For you.
Johan, kan ek nog 'n noot kry?
Hoeveel note?
Ja. Dit is so.
Oh Lord, that
was. Ja. And it was only half an hour. And it was Volksgas, I think. It wasn't Upsang.
Yeah, it was Volksgas.
So anyway, but I think our episode is still good. If you listen, go back. It was Charlene City Richards. Wow. It was Anna Hannes van Oudtshoorn. It was Joffrey. It was
Alicia.
It was Simba. And it was our special guest was Charlene City Richards. Many, many moons ago. Can you believe
it? Did you speak English or Afrikaans?
Yeah! English. Speak fucking English from the beginning. Although we are mentioned, if you go to the Clip Central Bible and you look at all the shows, we are mentioned as, or listed as an Afrikaans variety show. Interesting, eh? So ek weet nie hoekom moet ons fucking Engels praat om mee te begin nie. As hulle klaar sê ons is Afrikaans. You know what I'm saying?
Ek kom agter dat ek nie meer net Afrikaans kan praat nie. Ek het altyd 3 or 4 sinne in 'n paragraaf wat in elk geval ends up being in English.
Exactly.
Thank you.
It is like that.
Are you part of the conversation, Berna?
Ek luister maar vir julle.
Oh, shit. Maar het jy nie, Bernard, nou dat jy hier is, het jy nie vir ons opspraakwekkende, holskerende, longrukkende nies nie?
Ek het nog hals.
Is dit?
Ek het.
O, God, dan moet jy wag, my vriend. Wat?
My favorite part of the show.
Wil jylle kakkerige nies hoor eerste, of wil jylle eerst die wow nies hoor?
Wow. Ja, wow.
Wow was.
As of 20 minute terug.
What?
Is Pride TV gelaunch in Suid-Afrika.
What?
Ek zweer. Dis soos Netflix, online TV, met gay content, gay movies, series, die works.
En dit is in vol kleur.
Okay. Dit is in vol kleur.
So wat is dit? Is ice skating van die Olympics? Of wat?
Maar ek dink enige iets gay related is daar. Ek meen, ek dink daar sal content wees van Logo TV en al die oorseese gay kanale. Maar ja, dit is proudly South African created.
What do you mean? What? The platform? The
Is it a local pillar? Of is it?
Nee, dit is international content. Maar ek bedoel, dit is just locally created in this a local website, pridetv.co.za.
Pinkflix.com.
I'm so excited because you know what?
No.
I've tested my fiber that I've just like installed at my house. It works amazingly well.
Oh, really?
Well, as you know, by high school, né? Then SMS jy.
Yeah. I'm writing it down.
It's right.
Gay, G-A-Y, for die wat nie weet nie.
Yeah.
To 443.
And then?
En dan kry jy 'n maand verniet van Pride TV.
Okay,
give me that number again.
44833.
What must I do with that number?
It's an S gay 44833.
What do I get then? A link?
Nee, dan kry jy 'n maand. Dan sal hy vir jou link stuur, obviously.
Okay, but wait. Let me go onto my phone. Messages, hey. And then it is gay. Subject gay.
Yeah. Gay. Subject me. Message gay.
Gay. And it's to what?
8433.
I'm sending it off now.
En hierdie maand verniet is courtesy van Club GAY.
Courtesy,
fuck off.
tomato,
potato. Dis courtesy van Club.
Courtesy.
Van Club GAY, wat saterdag aand oopmaak. En dis die official launch van Gay Pride TV ook dan.
Wel, ek het nou net gesê, so mense, ek kry fokkel terug. Is typies soos my fokken.
Daar's nou 'n oom wat nou jou transaksie verwerk.
Transaksie.
Ek sê trans.
Ja, ek weet trans is ook snaaks. Ja, transaksie. It's just any which way. It's funny these days, eh?
Perhaps oh my. Like I've sent this SMS like years ago and they haven't responded.
They haven't responded. They it's South African guys.
Wait, I got a response.
What?
I got a response.
What did they say?
Oh my goodness, they said your unique promo code is GAY. How original.
Lucky bitch.
Redeem your 30 days free today at www.pride.co.za.
Hello?
Entertainment at your fingertips, it says.
Ooh. Just wash your hands, eh? Oh, God, no, I got nothing. I really am. I got nothing, you know.
Just as I was complaining. That's the best news.
That is amazing. I mean, there's so full nice gay shows and so, and ons het nie toegang daartoe nie.
Ja.
So, eventually kan ons ook sulke goedjies sien.
And it's nice that it's on this Doxy.co.za so platform.
Yeah.
Will it be like RuPaul's Drag Race?
Ek glo dit sal.
And that gay comedy show.
Well, hang af, want ek meen, Multichoice en Netflix het die regte vir RuPaul's Drag Race, so ek weet nie of hulle
But who's this pink TV? Is that DSTV or is
nee, it's completely independent, yeah.
Oh, well, there we go. So maybe we can do a show there on pink TV. Hey?
Pride TV. Nie pink TV.
Oh, Pride TV. We can do a Casper Radio gay show there.
That's an amazing thing,
guys. It would. Let's contact the people now. Let me SMS them again. Can we do a gay show on your fucking TV?
And oh my goodness.
Will you fucking answer me now because you haven't answered me on my gay SMS.
So you can actually.
Yes, screen crack.
They've got an introductory offer of 79 Rand.
It should be 69 actually.
Yeah, bring off.
And it's for everybody. Well, lesbians, gays, they've got some beautiful shows here. I'm worried about the fact that it's like shows from the 70s and 80s.
We've got to start somewhere
over the rainbow.
Over our rainbow. Blue gays
they've
fly.
They've even got red hoods. Red hoods is amazing.
What is that, an illness?
Anyway, oh my goodness.
Okay, have you got any more news?
Yes.
Hoe top jy dit nou?
Okay, well, can we go on?
Ja, ek dink ons gaan maar aan. Want jy
Sorry, Bernard, you were saying.
Shame.
Behalve vir een tippie nuus wat nogals tippie.
Ja,
tippie.
What's wrong with you today?
Ek weet nie.
Is hy medisyne voor jou?
Mm-hmm.
Northern Ireland is...
Yes.
Hulle het nog steeds nie gewout op marriage equality nie. Dis taboe nog steeds by hulle. Mm-hmm. Maar Game of Thrones gaan dalk die rede wees dat dit gaan verander.
Hoekom?
Want hulle dreig om uit te trek uit die land uit.
As hulle nie
gaan vote vir marriage equality nie.
Oh my God, Game of Thrones
is alles daar.
Hulle shoot het daar, ja. En nou is Minji en Kalibalisi is al op pad na mekaar toe ook, hier sien.
Ja.
Ek vergeet die karakter se naam.
Wel, dit is die lesbien, ene van Eystereilande.
Ja.
Wat nou saam met haar skepe gaan, saam met Kalibalisi gaan na Westeros.
Daenerys Targaryen.
Oh.
Yeah, we haven't even discussed Game of Thrones. I mean, everyone has, I suppose. But now we know, hey, that this whole thing was like, it was Jon Snow was actually the son of the Lily daughter. Ugh, what am I saying? Hannes helping the
Ned sister. Stark's sister.
Yes.
Het 'n kind gehad by Khaleesi, Daenerys Targaryen, se broer.
Yes, older brother.
So dit beteken Jon Snow. Yes. En Khaleesi.
Yes.
Is neefie en niggie.
Oh my goodness. Ja.
So dit beteken dat Jon Snow het ook, beteken dit dan met andere woorde dat hy ook, he's got a claim to the throne now. Nie net fucking Winterfell nie, yes, die hele throne.
Throne and he can lay eggs.
En he can lay eggs. Maar dit was een hectic episode en Tommen wat uit die venster uit spring en nieuwe betekenis aan King's Landing gegee het.
Absolutely, absolutely. And you know crazy. What? I get so angry when I read some of these fucking people who can't do things themselves, who write, there were moments in the series that weren't that nice. I think, go
exactly.
Yeah. It was fuck yourself.
Wow, it was gripping.
It was fantastic.
That last
done.
Scene. Oh don't my you, goodness. Yeah.
But the whole thing was built up. It's beautiful. It's
oh my
beautiful.
Goodness. And my favorite like bitch in that thing, like the Queen Mother.
Cersei. But now the Queen is. Man.
Wow.
So sit now up the Iron Throne.
I love it. Like that red wine that she
yeah, she drank while everything was going.
This is what's so cool is when he shows, it's really effective in creating heroes and villains. You know what I mean? Like we know all the guys that we love, like you had Khaleesi and Jon Snow and Arya, and you know, you really root for them. And then the characters that you hate, like Cersei and like that Bolton Ramsay guy, and you know, you really despise them. You really, you can't wait for them to die.
Exactly.
And you know they will at some point.
Yeah. Okay, so what is the news in terms of like season 7?
Well, we got shortened seasons and it's going to come later because they have to wait for winter now really because winter has now come. So they can't shoot until it's nice and snowy. I don't know what about snow machines, but they're going to wait for snow. So we're going to maybe start in May next year. It's only a couple of episodes, like 8. Yeah. And then the next one is the last one after that. And also a couple of episodes because that fat guy who's got to write, he is so behind. You know, he's eating eclairs because of the money he's making and he's not fucking writing.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah, let's quickly go through stuff we had to talk about. Oh, I just wanted to say thank you very much to everyone for the congratulations.
Yes, congratulations.
No, I just want to tell you what happened. I didn't know. I did not know. People thought I knew. I didn't know. It is a press launch. It's a press launch of the competition, of the awards every year, the Comics Choice Awards. A lot of categories, and then usually they have a Lifetime Achievement Award. And, you know, I've been to a couple of the press releases days. It's a press day. And I sat there, and I was, and they called me and said, do you want to come? And I said, yes, I'm hungry, let me come. And then little did I know that I was actually now the one for this year because they were voting for me. The comedians voted for me. Thank you, comedians. We are a community hand in hand. Tear in the one eye and laughter in the other. We will go forward and conquer the pain and evil of the world. So I didn't know. And then they said, Casper, and I was like, God, it's like that when you totally, your gut is on the floor. You go, what? And so, but it's only started now. I haven't received it yet. It's going to be months and months of my name being taught and called out throughout the world until September. And then it's all over. And then my career is basically down the hill.
And then we're going to have nothing to do with you.
No. Because then you've almost done your thing. So if I do a show after September, people will go, what? But you got your award. Fuck off. You know? So I just wanted to say that. So I really was taken by. You know what I'm proud about is the fact that it's a comic award. It's not Afrikaans, Artikafeer vir Comedie or whatever. It's just comedy, whoever you are. And that I love.
Well, can I just quickly say that I'm proud to sit in your presence and to work with you.
I know.
Because you are amazing.
Thank you. You can kiss.
but being at the press launch as well and seeing all the nominees and the amount of categories and hearing people speak about comedy and like we were talking about Durban earlier, seeing Jason Jim saying how healthy comedy in Durban is, it felt good to see how healthy comedy in this country is
at
the moment.
It is flourishing. It is like 8/10 of the names I heard that day this week I didn't know and they are just doing so well wherever you know we don't know about all this. It's
too much comedy to know about everything. And that is fantastic.
People were actually tweeting me and saying to me, congratulations on your client, Casper de Vries, and his award.
Client!
Exactly.
Well, no, is that a client?
Exactly.
Bernard, I want to ask you something to tell.
Is Bernard still here?
Yeah. From the Oars of the Yas, it's Euro 16, the soccer. And I see it's now fashionable.
People have a soccer for all
for no, 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 no. It's fashion. I see it's fashionable for the soccer players to A, do like imprints, mandalas into their own fucking hair with knives and brushes. Nice. And then they got like a very skew grass knoll on their heads. And then around it, they shave everything off and they've got the skew fucking thing on their head. Is this now fashion?
Yes and no. I mean, all the patterns shaved in the sides, I mean, it's been kind of in 2 years ago. And
well, it's in now. They all run around with it.
Some still do it. I hate it. I hate it with a passion.
I hate it too, but it's like Ronaldo, every week he's got another message engraved in his hair.
A message.
He's got, yeah, like rings and thingies.
Ronaldo.
And then
Ronaldo.
Ronaldo, yeah, Cristiano.
And the cuck thing is now clients come into the salon and they see that and now they want it as well.
Of course.
But they don't see the upkeep. I mean, if you shave a pattern into hair, it literally is there for a week and a half at the most. And then it looks cuck.
Yeah.
Then you have to grow it out.
That's what I say.
Before you can shave a new pattern in.
Yeah.
So they only see it once on TV and like, oh, I accept that.
Yeah. But it's ook nie net. Dat is ook a type of a skewe grashomp links van die oor. And the rest, alles afgesny. And dan sit hierdie...
Yeah.
Bio weird, I don't know. Anyway, we were at Amusing News, remember?
That's right.
Let's do some questions here, because we haven't done that for a while.
Yes, please.
Who is Monique?
Monique, which one?
Oh, there's so many. The question. There's a Monique. There's a Monique that's very in the news now. Well, not everyone might know, but it's an interesting fact.
Monique.
Yeah. Can I give you a clue?
Please do.
Is it a hoener, Monique?
Yes. Yes.
Is it a clown hoener?
No.
A dooie hoener? Nee, sy lewe duidelijk nog.
A hoener wat nie, kikkel nie.
Is dit dan kloekse hoener aan?
Dan kloekse klaanse hoener? No. No.
Is dit a hoener wat in spuis ingesteed is?
Dit klink so, nee. Maak seagulls vir my gaan?
Die hoender by die see.
Ja, maar nie by nie, wat 'n ander woord vir by.
In die see.
Amper, nog
op die see.
Ja!
Een hoender op die see.
Een hoender op die see.
Daar was seker een hoender wat op die see gesurvive het, en toen noem hulle vir hom Monique.
Amper, weet jy wat, dit is so oulike story, dit is 'n seeman van een of ander fucked up eiland met 'n baie lae GDP, en toe vertrek hy, en toe staan hierdie hoender, wat wil saam op die skuit.
Rare.
En hulle het al nou omtrent die wêreld deurkruis. En die hoender sit lekker daar en hy val nie in nie en hy sit op die rand van die boot en kyk hy vir die golwe. As dit storm is, dan sit hy vir die hoendertjie onder 'n skotteltjie of 'n ding dat hy nie verdrink nie. En die hoender love it.
Oh my goodness. Dis amazing. Daar bakkie met en ek wonder of haar bakkie met sand is vir die hoender om te poef.
Nie, hy kak in die see.
Dis 'n kat nie.
Dis 'n hoender.
Of hy kak op die boot en dan gooi hy dit net in die seewater uit seker. Ek weet nie wat die hoender eet nie, maar ek dink hy vang visjetjies vir die hoender. Ag, isn't that just fantastic?
It's very cute.
En om aan te gaan met cute, daar's ook dan 'n Timor. Natumer, Timur en Amur. Timur en Amur. Hier's ons clues.
Leeuw.
Nee.
Aardbeving.
Nee.
Hardlywig.
Amper. Nee, dit is weer terug leeuw toe, maar die ander ene.
Cheetah.
Amper.
Tier.
Ja.
Een tier. Is dit twee tiere wat...
Nee, en die ander ene is... Horings. Horings.
Een bokkie.
Ja.
Is dit 'n tier in 'n boekie wat Maatjie se?
Ja!
Oh, daai stories is altyd van die, so oulik.
Al weet jy wat gebeur in my unhappy ending?
okay,
die sterf.
Ja, die...
Dis in Rusland het hulle hierdie bok, want hulle gooi lewendige prei vir die tiere in die hokke, dat hulle hulle vang.
Dat hulle ook nog so bietjie kan jag so.
Ja, dat hulle kan jag en bietjie hulle uitleef, jy weet. Hulle testos tot tier.
Hulle erfsjare.
En hierdie bokkie is ingegooi vir die tier. En weet jy, toe raak hulle Facebook friends. En hulle, en die tier wou nie die bok vang nie. En hulle speel met mekaar. Timur en Amur. Timur en Amur. Hulle speel met mekaar.
Wie is toe in sy moer?
Ja, wat dit kom. En hulle het webcams op in die gesit op die internet. En mense kan nou vir hulle twee kyk en sovoort. Maar toe vervies die bok homself vir die tier.
Rarig.
En toe is daar nou moerse vibes. So nou is die bok is teruggevat Moskou toe.
Dis soos 'n Chekhov toneelstuk of iets.
Dit is baie Chekhov, ja, back to Moscow. So, nou is die bok saam met 'n ander bok. His own kind. You know? En die tier is alleen. Arme tier, gaan, waar is my bokkie?
Hy huil nou krokodiltrane.
Ja, en dan, wie is Hafthor Bjornsson?
Hy klink, dis Skandinavies.
Dis Skandinavies is reg.
Is dit a viking, a viking?
Ja, gaan aan. Waar kom die vikings vandaan?
Noorwee.
En?
En Swede
en
Finland.
En?
Hollywood.
En?
IJsland.
Ja.
IJsland. Vriend van my was nou onlangs in IJsland. It's amazing. Was net 6,000 mense of so iets
nee,
in hulle land.
Nee, 300,000.
Oe, 300.
En? 250,000 van hulle is nou in Frankrijk, hulle kom nou weer terug.
Vir die sokker? So het hierdie iets te doen met die IJslandse sokkerspan? Wat
nee, vindt? Nee, dit het nie. Dit het te doen met die feit dat IJsland het 'n moerse sterk ou, en toevallig is sy naam Hafthor Bjornsson. And Gavin, do you know how it works in Iceland with surnames?
No.
No one's got the same surname. If you're a boy, you're always son. So if you have a boy, his surname will be Gavinson, because he's Gavin's son. And if you had a wife, and her name is Catherine, and you had Kenya, Kenya would be Kenya Catherine's daughter.
Wow.
Very interesting.
I never knew that.
No.
I knew that in like old, like apartheid years, like in South Africa.
What?
Where they called, no, man. Where they called like, no, this is proper, this is true story, where they called like if I'm like a colored and I come to you and that government and my surname is same, say for instance, like De Vries. They say, yeah. No. Yeah, it's brain. Yeah, it's the brain. They absolutely did that way back. Wait, I'm talking 1920s.
Oh, okay.
It's in the history books.
Okay, but this is not to do with race. It's to do with who your name. So it's always your name. So Gavin
Sean. That is interesting.
Yeah. So if your son is, what's your son? Kyle.
Clyde.
So Clyde. Clyde. Clyde Gavinson.
But what about my other son? Because I've got two sons. So would they?
Both would be Gavinson.
Oh.
That would be Gavin's other son.
But then Clyde has a son called Gavin. So he's Gavin Clydeson.
Oh.
You see. So it's always sure. You are the son of that person.
I like that.
Actually,
I
like Danielson.
Yes, Danielson.
Just Karate Kid.
Yeah,
Karate Danielson.
Yeah. Remember, imagine you're Jack and your son is Michael. Michael Jackson. Now, we also have another segment. That's amazing news. It's Gavin won it. And then...
Yay.
We also got...
I had a tweet.
Yeah. We got a section called...
The Casper Radio Show. Out there.
Remember the out there? We had Florence Foster Jenkins. We had that one guy, that Fisher Price guy that you talked about who sang Crazy. So it's about fucked up people.
Oh, yeah.
The out there. And today we got one in the...
The Casper Radio Show. Out there.
Segment. And... That person's name is?
Sunisha.
And what is Sunisha?
Sunisha is a fout.
what is Sunisha?
I don't know Sunisha. Shame. Yeah. Sunisha is a klein dogtertjie wat in 2007 het sy opspraak gemaak met 'n liedjie Tellery moet 'n meisie kry.
Oh my
goodness.
Greatness.
Exactly that, yeah.
So that was on the time that Bok Tellery had his Tellery thing.
Ja, daai tye.
Okay.
En sy het CD uitgebring. Sy het nogal goed gedoen eintlik. Sy het 'n tourbus gehad.
Nee.
Ek sweer.
Nee.
Ek sweer. 'N hele bus met haar gesig op met Sunisha op. Niemand in Suid-Afrika het tourbusse nie. Sunisha het.
Hoe oud is was Sunisha?
Sunisha was fucking 9 of 8.
Net sy het seker ook so 'n mommiger gehad.
O ja, verseker. Sy het Radio Pretoria.
Okay.
Ophorings gehad. En hulle het 'n two-part interview met haar gedoen wat gepre-record is. En die eerste een is uitgesaai en toe drop Radio Pretoria haar. Nou weet jy as Radio Pretoria jou nie soek nie, dan sê dit vir jou iets. Maar die rede was dat hulle het 'n foto gesien waar sy 'n optrede doen, 'n musiekvideo opgeneem het by die Voortrekker Monument in 'n Zulu outfit. En dit is teen Radio Pretoria se beginsels.
Wel,
ek glo nie, hulle het nie gegaan that's blackface nie, verstaan? Nee.
Ja, toe trok
hulle het vir die omgekeerde rede opset geraak.
Exactly.
Ah nee. Ja,
ek dink dis nog iets om op jou CV te sit. Ek's gedrop deur Radio Pretoria. Ja.
Nou is Sunisha nog doen sy nog haar dinge. Is sy of sy het sy haar skirts opgehaal.
Nee, Sunisha is die son het gesak oor haar.
Oh.
Ja.
I was going to say that name sounds very singery. It's like she's a proper like opera singer.
Dis son koppelteken Isha.
Sure. Oh my god.
Grant, by Grant, son Isha.
Wat doen jy aan jou kind as jy hom son Isha noem?
Exactly.
Oh, yeah. En nou is daar 'n voorbeeld ergens van hierdie fucking dogtertjie.
Daar is 'n voorbeeld van hierdie fucking dogtertjie.
Ja.
Sy fucking song.
Ja.
Kan ek dit vir julle speel?
En die kom herinner ons weer haar song was
Tellery moet 'n meisie kry. Maar gaan so 'n bietjie want hy vat lank om te begin.
Kotsenswaardige soet heuning diabetes 2 kak Afrikaans is dit. Tellery moet 'n meisie kry. Waar kan ek kots? Is dit dit?
Dis dit.
Lekker solo.
Lekker.
Maar ook die musiekvideo lyk of dit geproduseer is deur Yuri Els.
Is dit die musiekvideo wat by die Voortrekker Monument was?
Daar is hy 'n Zulu.
Wat is osse waar ons in kak?
O, Here, help my. O, God.
Yes. Sy klink of sy het in die garage opgeneem.
Sy sê neem, sy sê neemel.
Neemel.
Neemel. Oh, please. Oh. Met een vrees. Wel, ek dink Sunisha moet 'n poesklappie kry. Ek dink dit.
I think haar ma moet 'n poesklappie kry.
Ja.
I've got no words.
Yeah,
I'm
you see, that is why we have the out there segment that we can't believe that people are out there.
I can't. Oh.
Here is the thought of the week.
Did we forget anything on the show? Did we talk about everything? Hey, we had our stuff puppy. We talked about body tech. Mm. We talked about. I've got a feeling I've forgotten something. We had our gossip. Everything, eh?
Mm. Yeah, well, we had one sentence of the gossip, but we had the gossip.
Yeah, that was such a gossip sentence. My God, victory to the people. I just want to, as a thought of the week, tell you people that one 159,635 people you don't know will have something in common with you one day. And that is the amount of people who will die the same day as you will die.
Rara.
Yeah. So let's have a bit of silence now for the 159,000 people that we will all die with one day. And on that note, I want to say...
Goodbye, stay well, bye-bye, bodyguard. Goodbye, goodbye, stay well, tot ziens, bye.
Goodbye, Bernard, and thank you for being here.
Bye, donkey.
Goodbye, marvelous Kevin, and success with all your endeavors.
Why, thank you, kind sir.
Duncan, didn't you say you saw him in some social magazine? Or?
Yeah, I did see him somewhere, but Casper, I've got news. I've just started a new show called Tapping the Talent, and tap talent on cliffcentral.com.
Yeah.
Tapping the Talent.
Yeah, we're into the up-and-coming artists, musicians, really? Public figures, politicians.
So you don't want to talk about Gavin, but more about yourself.
Yeah, I just thought that this is a great opportunity. So what do you listen out for? Untapped Talent, Tapping the Talent with Duncan Fridays, just after 3.
Oh, fantastic. It's today?
Yeah.
Oh, well done, Duncan.
I'm still confused. Where was I?
Where were you in the social media? You was with some millionaires. So oh, and you know what? I must get off my chest. Is Mr. South Africa is at last leaving the country.
No, he left.
for he left. Mr. World. And we, well, he's been Mr. South Africa since 29. The year, no, but he's been a Mr. South Africa for very long now. And he is now going to try and be Miss World. Mr. World. And that's going to be fantastic. We wish him all the best of luck. Hey, Armand. Hey?
Yeah.
Isn't he a client of yours?
I think, no, he's not a client, but I know him. And I think they extended like a few months of his reign due to technical reasons or something like that.
Yeah, a few years, actually.
But it does feel like he's been like Mr. South Africa.
But he's nice. Why not? He's a nice figure, public figure. Mm. And he's everywhere.
Yeah.
And Hannes, what are you up to?
Well, this weekend, if anybody's in the mood for some comedy, I'll be at the new Goliath Comedy Club.
Yay!
Tonight and tomorrow night.
The Review or something. What is it called?
The Goliath Comedy Club.
Yeah.
Oh, in
Melrose Arch. Okay, yeah. So I'm
and they have been
night
nominated for Friends of Comedy, yes. That club.
Yeah.
Wow.
And that club is the club where he's going to club it.
Yeah.
Called Hannes.
First black owned club!
Well, they're colored.
So...
Sorry.
You can't take everything.
I still don't know where I was, but it's fine.
So, I think to keep up our Afrikaans culture in the show, we're going to end up with a new release by Lorica Rauch.
This is CliffCentral.com.